Well, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have complete market details for you coming up after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
We care for the land and our livestock.
We have a firm foundation in our roots.
And a vision of a bright future for our families.
We work in rural Oklahoma and live in rural Oklahoma.
What we do here touches the world.
We are the farm families of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
We are rural Oklahoma.
While cattle buying activity was limited today due to the gathering of new show lists, the new offering appeared to be generally smaller, with only Colorado showing more ready steers and heifers. According to the midday report, the national hog base was lower compared with the prior day's settlement. Corn futures were about 2 to 3 cents higher as it neared the top of the noon hour, bouncing somewhat from early selling. Equities were fractionally higher, thanks in part to Bank of America adding to positive earnings momentum, and the Dow is 6 points higher, with the NASDAQ better by 22. After opening lower with the help of follow-through selling and disappointing cash news, live contracts traded moderately higher for the last several hours. Features at midday included short covering, profit-taking, and light bull spreading. Feeders staged a similar reversal as the live market. For the most part, contracts were moderately higher, yet given the damage seen last week, it's not much of a dead cat bounce. Grain futures were mixed today after overnight gains faded into a crucial week of weather for U.S. crops. Money managers added contracts to their net long position in crude oil as prices tried to stabilize last week, but hedge funds were selling ag, slashing their bullish bets, much of it in corn. Corn prices were a little higher today as they stuck to an inside day after volatile trade on Friday. This afternoon's crop progress report showed steady to slightly higher ratings for corn after the Vegetative Health Index posted another increase last week. Temperatures will soar above 100 degrees on the western corn belt this week, though the heat doesn't look excessive over the central and eastern part of the growing region. Soybeans flirted with double-digit losses today but still traded above Friday's low spike. Wheat prices are higher with futures in all three markets as they tried to reject moves below July support, and U.S. wheat remained priced out of some big markets, but conditions around the world were far from perfect. That's a look at your markets. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network.